This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Mexico's government on Wednesday presented a civil lawsuit against several weapons manufacturers in a U.S. court, alleging negligent business practices caused damage in Mexico. Reuters' Gavino Garay has more.
The civil suit alleges that units of Smith & Wesson, Barrett Firearms, Colt's Manufacturing Company, Glock Incorporated, Sturm, Ruger & Company, and others knew their business practices generated illegal arms trafficking in Mexico, the document said. Mexican officials said on Wednesday that Mexico is seeking compensation for damages, which are estimated at as much as $10 billion. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador has been prioritizing tackling the flow of illicit firearms from the United States into Mexico, which has seen record-high homicide rates in recent years.
That's Reuters' Gavino Garay. The Biden administration is taking the first steps toward requiring nearly all foreign visitors to the United States to be vaccinated for the coronavirus. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
The vaccine requirement would be part of the administration's phased approach to easing travel restrictions for foreign citizens entering the U.S. Although it has faced pressure from affected allies to lift some restrictions, the Biden administration has kept travel restrictions in place, citing the spread of the Delta variant of COVID-19. Interagency working groups will study how and when to safely move toward resuming normal travel. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Former President Barack Obama has scaled down his 60th birthday party due to the surge in the Delta variant of the coronavirus. Obama, who turned 60 on Wednesday, had been criticized for planning a big celebration during a pandemic. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA.